CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambi. First, the main points. President Paul Biya and Mrs. Chantal Biya will contribute in promoting the virtues of the Olympic Games as guests of French President Emmanuel Macron at the global sporting event that will be launched this Friday. Results of the 2024 examinations organized by the General Certificate of Examinations, the GCE Board, have been released with an overall performance which stands at 60.80%, showing a slight drop of 6.75% compared to last year's results. And the Cameroon government is poised to cut down on the importation of some crops like maize and rice as she makes available 400,000 hectares of land for the cultivation of these food items through modern farming methods. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. At the invitation of His Excellency Emmanuel Macron, President of the French Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya of Cameroon and wife Mrs. Chantal Biya left Yaoundé late this morning via the Nsima Lane International Airport for Paris, France, to take part at the opening ceremony at the Olympic Games, which kicks off on Friday. The visit comes 1 year after the head of state sojourned in Paris in 2023. And this press release, the Minister of Secondary Education has today, Wednesday, 24th July 2024, approved and released the results of the 2024 examinations organized by the GCE Board. The overall performance this year stands at 60.80%, showing a slight drop of 6.75% compared to the 2023 results. However, we are happy to note that this year a total of 196,360 candidates registered for the examinations as opposed to 1,849 last year. That is a percentage increase of 7.74%. The examinations details are shown in the table below. GCE advanced level 196,360. That is for 2024. There's an increase of a drop in 6.7%. Well, the results will be broadcast in the course of this newscast. Meanwhile, the minister congratulates the stakeholders on heeding to all instructions to organize a hitch-free examination and thanks the government for its sustained support. Candidates may consult their results on the MINESEC website, GCE Board website, listen to the radio, or go to the respective centers. And this press release has been signed by the Minister of Secondary Education, Nalova Lyonga. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defence, Joseph Betia Somo, has presided over the graduation ceremony of the 19th batch of trainees of the Yaoundé International War College. All the 61 trainees from 24 countries successfully completed their training and considered apt to head key functions in their respective countries relating to the conception, planning, and implementation of military operations. The ceremony, marked by the award of prizes, was attended by top military officials, the French, Gabonese, Ivorian, and Algerian ambassadors to Cameroon, and the rectors of the University of Yaoundé 1 and 2. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of the Supreme State Audit has called on the population to shun corrupt practices in their daily interactions with the administration. Speaking at the Government Action Fair in Yaoundé today, Minister Rose Mba Acha said government officials should fight against the mismanagement of public funds by limiting unnecessary expenditure and embezzlement. This was during a conference organized under the theme Actions Implemented to Combat Corruption and Misappropriation of Public Funds, Essential Instrument for the Protection of Public Resources. The Natural Hydro Power Company has officially transferred ownership of several artisanal and mechanical workshops to the Cameroon government. During the handing over ceremony in Obala on the outskirts of Yaoundé, Employment and Vocational Training Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari, the managing director of the Natural Hydro Power Company, Vincent Leroux, explained that the donation is to enhance employment opportunities and strengthen the vocational training system in the Natural project areas. Meanwhile, Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Mbairobi is in the Adamawa region to launch a central plan land development project for large-scale farming. So far, 40,000 hectares of land along Bachengan, Twi, Yoko, Tibati, Ngaundere Road have been provided by government for large-scale agricultural producers and investors to cultivate maize, rice, soybean, and potatoes in order to cut back on the importation of these food staples. And this press release, the Executive Secretary of African Synergy Against Suffering hereby announces as follows. Under the distinguished patronage of Her Excellency Madam Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of African Synergy, UNAIDS Special Ambassador, the official launching of the 22nd edition of the AIDS Free Holiday Campaign will take place at the headquarters of African Synergy located in the Melen neighborhood in Yaoundé on Wednesday, July 31st, 2024 at 11 a.m. It shall be co-chaired by Mr. Manauda Malashi, Minister of Public Health and President of the National AIDS Control Committee, and Mr. Mununa Futsu, Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The theme of this edition is No to Moral Defences and Deprivation, Yes to an AIDS-Free Future. Started in 2003 by Madam Chantal Biya, AIDS Free Holidays is a nationwide sensitization campaign on sexually transmitted infections and HIV/AIDS carried out by young people during the holidays. And it has been signed, Jean-Stéphane Biacha. We take you out of Cameroon, where a plane crash that caught fire minutes after takeoff from Trihuvan International Airport in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, Wednesday, left 18 people dead. The pilot, who is currently receiving treatment in a hospital, is the only survivor of the fatal accident. 19 persons on board the Soraya Airlines test flight, made up of technical staff and two crew members, was heading to Pokhara as part of a routine maintenance check. And in sports, the fifth edition of the said Cup launched yesterday in Yaoundé by the Inspector General No. 1 of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Jato Ile, enters into full gear with handball, volleyball and basketball. The Directorate of Administration and Logistics defeated command of Gendarmerie School and Training Centers in handball by 23-22. In volleyball, Multipurpose International Group of the National Gendarmerie won Directorate of Employment and Structure by 3-1. Meanwhile, Technical and Logistic Management Department overpowered Music Department by 28-18 baskets. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
On the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron, President Paul Biya and Mrs. Chantal Biya left the nation's capital this morning for Paris, France, where he will join scores of world leaders for the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games this Friday. Some close aides of the head of state, notably the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph John Gute, and the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo, were at the Simale International Airport to bid the presidential cup of farewell. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward has details of their departure.
The presidential wing of the Simalen International Airport was pretty much alive this Wednesday, July 24, with a tight security detail and some very important personalities in place just before the arrival of the presidential motorcade, accompanying the President of the Republic and his pals, Paul and Chantal Biya, en route to Paris, France, on the invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron for the 2024 Olympic Games. On hand to receive the presidential couple at the Simalen International Airport were some close aides of President Paul Biya, notably the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. John Gute Joseph, and the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, with whom the Head of State shared a warm and very fraternal handshake and a brief conversation to hand down last-minute instructions, certainly on burning issues affecting the life of the nation before his departure. President Paul Biya's last official visit to Paris, France, was in June 2023 for the new Global Financial Pact Summit, with close to 100 world leaders in attendance, and during which President Paul Biya mounted the rostrum and made a strong advocacy for a more balanced financial partnership at macroeconomic level between countries of the North and those of the South, particularly in Africa. Exactly 12 months later, President Paul Biya is en route again to Paris, France for an international motorsport event, the 2024 Olympic Games, to begin officially this Friday, July 26, and expected to see the participation of an impressive number of world leaders and over 10,000 athletes, including those from Cameroon. For sure, As Cameroon's chief diplomat, President Paul Biya is most likely going to take advantage of his official visit to Paris to build and consolidate diplomatic and cooperation ties with some friendly countries willing to do business in Cameroon.
Unity Palace correspondent Aminkeng Oedo. Like you heard, President Paul Biya and Madame Chantal Biya are on their way to Paris, France, 1 year after their last sojourn in the French capital in June 2023. They are going to Paris to share Olympic values and to open a new chapter in French Cameroon relations. CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, Ashuniente, looks at the context and stakes of a visit, a replica of a long time tradition.
At a time when the world's sports order changes constantly, when sports diplomacy is increasingly becoming a redoubtable factor in global geopolitics and modern international relations, President Paul Biya is responding to a double invitation to participate at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games. Invitations from his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron and from the president of the International Olympics Committee, Thomas Bach. The invitations and his coming are two sides of the same coin in diplomatic reciprocity. Paul and Chantal Biya's coming to Paris is no sinecure. Cameroon has contributed over the years in writing some of the most beautiful pages in Olympic history in a romance that started in 1964 with the mouth-watering performances of some of its most outstanding athletes, such as Francoise Mbango Etone, double gold medalist in triple jump in 2004 and 2008, Martin Ndongo Ebanga, bronze medalist in boxing in 1984, Joseph Besala, silver medalist in boxing in 1968, Medias Nzeso, bronze medalist in weightlifting in 2012, and the indomitable lions that lifted the gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Therefore, with Paul Biya's participation at the Paris event, it is like Cameroon is giving back to the Olympic movement what it has given to Cameroon. President Paul Biya shares Olympic values such as peace, living together, the celebration of effort and talent, dialogue, and the spirit of sharing. This sojourn will be an opportunity for the president of Cameroon to do effective diplomacy, sharing notes and perspectives directly with his peers from different backgrounds and horizons in furthering the overall interests of Cameroon. Despite the jerky political atmosphere in France at this moment, the government of French President Emmanuel Macron has still put little dishes into the big, investing colossal resources to make the Parisian rendezvous an unforgettable sojourn for all. Ashu Nyenti Versambolo on national assignment, Paris, France.
The President of the Republic has signed a decree authorizing the Minister of Finance with powers of delegation to borrow 616 billion CFA francs on the domestic and international capital market to finance development projects in the 2024 state budget and the settlement of outstanding payments. The loans shall help the government complete and begin construction works on several roads and energy projects in the country. In the following analysis, senior reporter Teke Gilles agrees that yesterday's decree underscores government's commitment to scale up infrastructural development in the country.
Out of the 616 billion CFA francs endorsed by the head of state in Tuesday's presidential decree, 288 billion CFA francs is expected to be obtained locally from domestic public securities, while 336 billion CFA francs shall be raised from international financial institutions and other partners. The loans plus last June the 20th ordinance increasing the 2024 state budget from 6,679.5 billion CFA francs to 7,212.5 billion demonstrate government's resolve to ensure that all infrastructural projects earmarked for 2024 are completed. Quite outstanding among ongoing construction projects begging for significant funding are the east entrance into the city of Douala, the second phase of the Yaoundé-Douala motorway, and the Mora-Waza-Dabanga-Kusiri highway in the Far North region. All these roads and others are expected to open many industrial zones in the country, ease access to production basins, and facilitate the movement of people, goods, and services. At the level of energy provision, the government intends to complete the 420 megawatts Naktiga Hydro Power Dam this year, thereby improving the long-term sustainability of Cameroon's electricity sector.
Teke Julius reporting. A special publication of the Guardian Post in honor of First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya will be made public in Yaoundé tomorrow. The magazine, titled Chantal Biya, 30 Years at the Service of Humanity, comes back on the life and philanthropic work of the spouse of the President of the Republic, forever commemorating her as the people's First Lady. Ayimbile has a review of the magazine.
The First Lady, deeply loved and celebrated for her unconventional approach to charity work, is what resonates all through the 64-page special publication of the Guardian Post, dedicated to the extraordinary life of Mrs. Chantal Biya. Illustrated throughout with lots of stunning photographs, the special publication titled Chantal Biya, 30 Years of Service to Humanity, begins with an editorial by the publisher. Christian Nga, with an unveiled passion and words spent with reverence, cheers Madame Chantal Biya for her activism, her kindness, compassion, service and glamour that have endeared her to Cameroonians, earning her enduring popularity at home and abroad. Recognition from, among others, UNESCO, which designated the spouse of the President of the Republic, UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador for Education and Social Inclusion, the first ever conferred on a female personality from sub-Saharan Africa, and thus for her unending activities in favor of the poor and underprivileged. All of this through the Chantal Biya Foundation, a circle of friends of Cameroon, CERAC, the Pan-African organization, African Synergy, and its research arm on HIV and AIDS, the CIRCB, which have all been given prominence in the special publication that also turns the spotlight on the unique role played by the First Lady in warming the hearts of couples with fertility issues. This through the renowned gynecological endoscopic surgery and human reproductive teaching hospital, Crassair. Boundless energy devoted by Mrs. Chantal Biya, so selfless in the promotion of education, sports, arts, culture, and fashion, celebrated by Nga Christian and his team, who also delve into the beautiful and enduring love story between the president and his wife. And with contributions from ministers Celestine Kechakutez, Pauline Irengeni, and CRTV's general manager Sean Dongo, the Guardian Post weaves in color and style the unforgettable stories of love and compassion knitted by the First Lady in patience and humility and guided by a humanitarianism described by Sean Dongo as innate. 30 years and counting at the service of humanity, a loving tribute to the mother of the nation, which you cannot afford to miss.
I Bile, 61 trainees from the Yaoundé International War College have graduated following the 11-month course. The trainees drafted from 24 African countries received their end-of-course diplomas in a ceremony chaired by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defence, Joseph Beti Asomo, who challenged the military officers to use the knowledge acquired to tackle the emerging security challenges. Albert Jembonde.
Military tradition was respected as the graduating trainees marched in with flags of their respective countries. The 19th batch recorded a 100% score, reason why a 6th commandant, Brigadier General Carvalet, described the officers as fully fit to conceive, plan and implement military operations of any kind, and saluted the officers from Anglophone Africa for adapting to their environment.
Lieutenant Colonel Justin Dumibulawa from Botswana Defense Force. I came here with the aim of professional growth, but when I got here, I found that, you know, the school offers rich education and information, strategic planning and operational commands.
Colonel Biwa Bangam from Nigeria. It was worth the while because I'm now better experienced and better trained in both operational planning and as well as a strategy.
8 prizes of distinction were awarded, with Navy Captain Epegi Robert from Cameroon getting the prize of excellence as overall best trainee, a training which took the officers across Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea, the Congo, and China. Officers whom the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, urged to be audacious and always think of the common good. It is thus with a sense of pride that Minister Joseph Beti Asomo, flanked by top military officers and in the presence of his Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie and several ambassadors accredited to Yaoundé, recognized the Yaoundé International War College for consolidating its image of excellence.
Albert Njembunde. And results of the 2024 session of examinations organized by the Cameroon GCSE Board have been released. Statistics indicate that there has been a slight drop in the performances as the head of the transition management team of the Cameroon GCSE Board, Mrs. Cindy Bernadette, now explains.
This year, the overall results stand at 60.8% pass. There is a slight drop in the performance, but we can notice that there has also been an increase in the number of candidates who went in for the exam. We decided to work more on prevention, preventing the candidate from getting involved in examination malpractices of any form. And all the measures we put in place have yielded good fruit, because last year we had about 1,800 candidates who were banned. But this year we have up to a 90% drop, and that has brought down the number of candidates who have been banned to 180 candidates. We had security cameras installed in most of our examination centers. We have about 21 candidates whose results have been withheld for further investigation. We are going to invite those involved, the school authorities, the candidates involved, to come so that we can interview them and get more information. And we'll make sure that within a month, their results will then be released. We don't have full schools that have been sanctioned, only the individual candidates who were involved in the malpractice. We also have some two teachers who were sanctioned for being involved in examination malpractice. When a teacher is sanctioned, the teacher will be kept away from any GCSE board activities for at least 3 years.
The head of the transition management team of the Cameroon GCSE board, Mrs. Cindy Bernadette, talking to the CLTV.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. 400,000 hectares of land along the Bachinga and Tui Yoko Tibatin Goundary Road have been provided by government for the development of a central plain. Presenting the project in the Mainganga subdivision of the Adamawa region yesterday was the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, who said the project will enable large-scale production of rice, corn, soya beans through the use of modern farming methods. Cynthia Saptala has the rest of the story.
The Central Plain Land Development Project, presented to local authorities Tuesday in the Meganga subdivision, is meant to improve on the competitiveness of the agricultural sector and modernize production. Talking to members of the elite as well as large-scale producers, the Minister of Agriculture, Gabriel Mbairobe, presented the first phase of the project, which provides 400,000 hectares out of the 1,131,000 hectares allocated for investors to cultivate maize, rice, soybeans, and potatoes. According to the minister, by increasing national production of staples such as corn and rice, Cameroon may be able to cut back on its importation, estimated at 200 billion CFA francs. Also present is a delegation from the ministries of state property, survey and land tenure, as well as that of forestry and wildlife, to address the concerns of local farmers and cattle rearers on the sites chosen. From Meganga to Tibati in the Adamawa region, Minister Gabriel Mbairobe and his delegation head next to Yoko, then Tui and Bachinga in the center region to contain 37% of the allocated site for this central plain. Tibati, Cynthia Saptala, CRTV.
Ahead of the effective launch of government project to boost agricultural production, an interministerial delegation made up of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, his colleague of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules de Rendongo, and the representative of the Minister of Land Tenure and State Property were in Benganga in the Adamawa region to exchange with the local population and other stakeholders. Ayuk Janasho completes that story from Goundary.
30,000 hectares out of the envisaged 400,000 hectares for the first phase of the project are spread across the plains of Mbere and Jerem divisions, known to be veritable agropastoral production basins in the Adamawa region. Through the project, the government intends to boost the production of rice, maize, and other cereals, as well as vegetables, tubers, and even cocoa, with the view to reducing dependence on imports. The state has also earmarked financial compensations to people whose land or property will be impacted by the project in the Adamawa region, with social services like health centers and farm-to-market roads to be constructed for local communities. Meanwhile, 114 large-scale producers will be identified and settled annually during a five-year period on this agricultural Eldorado, a veritable leap forward in the implementation of government's import substitution policy. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Agricultural experts say the 400,000 hectares of land will provide an enabling environment for large-scale producers to cultivate crops that greatly contribute to the import substitution drive. Staffman Gu Henry talked to some of them and put together this report.
Land development for agricultural production plays a very important role for increased production and productivity of crops. To go by experts, developed lands provide an appropriate milieu and conditions for crops to grow and also facilitate the mechanism of agricultural activities like land preparation, planting and harvesting, as well as provide ways of evacuation of produce to storage and transformation centers. Fushi Thomas is an agricultural engineer.
It will provide the enabling environment for large-scale producers of the private sector to take up these lands to produce in large scale the import substitution crops of Cameroon.
The Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research, Cooperation and Relations with the Business World in the University of Bamenda, Professor Ernest Mulwa, says it is a laudable agribusiness initiative.
Youth, women, and men who have the entrepreneurial skills and entrepreneurial potential will be able to benefit from government's catalytic approach of providing land and important input, which is very, very difficult to have in the amount of quantity that agriculturists need.
The experts detail that access to land remains a major hindrance for production in the country.
Go, Henry. The Nachigal Hydropower Company has officially transferred ownership of several artisanal and mechanical workshops to the government of Cameroon in a move to enhance for vocational training and employment in the country. The workshop, located in the rural artisan and home economic centers of Obala, Ntwi, and Banjok, are fully equipped and valued at 300 million CFA francs. While handing over the keys of the workshops to the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, the managing director of Nachigal Hydropower Company, Vincent Leroux, emphasized that the donation is part of a broader initiative to enhance job opportunities. Here is Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari with the main thrust of the initiative.
I call it vocational training rather than rural artisan centers. We have 300 of them, and the head of state instructed his government to transform them into vocational training. I came here just to make sure that the convention that I signed with the general manager of this company, the implementation of all aspects, all provision in this convention, I am agreeably, pleasantly surprised by what I saw. What deserves to be said once and for all, this convention came to being during the visit that I have with the private sector. In my capacity as minister, I have to make sure that all entrepreneurs in terms of profession, trade and skill in their company, they have what they need. In case there is deficit somewhere, my responsibility is to organize the government in order to supply and to train those who do not have the necessary qualification to work in the industry.
The Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, talking to the Sirat TV. And young people in Yaoundé have today been busy clearing blocked gutters, sweeping and keeping the environment clean in the Ntougou neighborhood. The holiday activity marks the launch of the first edition of a useful and paid vacation internship organized by the Yaoundé 2 Council to fight juvenile delinquency during holidays. Joyce Kiftata.
This is the sound made by the cutlasses of youths in Yaoundé, busy clearing overgrown grass in some areas in the Tinga neighborhood and emptying the gutters to ease the passage of water. holidays to these ones is a moment to give to society.
I am sweeping to keep our streets clean. This keeps me busy and it will also help me to have some money to procure my school items.
The initiative of the Yaoundé 2 Council, according to the chairperson of the Ntogo Local Development Committee, Augustin Fouet Nkosa, is to eradicate idleness and drug consumption among young people while mentoring them to channel their energy to more productive activities.
We are on holidays, so to avoid the bad activity for our youth, we have a aim to take care of them. In this activity, they are students and pupils.
The maiden edition of the Yaoundé 2 Council holiday activity will wrap up with the donation of school material to some learners of the municipality for a stress-free 2024-2025 school year.
Jess Cliff Tatan, the Minister of Transport, informs the general public that on very esteemed instructions of the President of the Republic, he will on Monday 29th of July in Kribi at 2 p.m. preside over an extraordinary board meeting of the Kribi Port Authority. Signed, Gale Bibehe Jean Enes Masena, Minister of Transport. Refugee women of the Gado Bajire camp in the Lombanjerem have received food, clothing and hygiene kits from the Women's Synergy for Energy and Water Association, known in its French acronym as CIFI. The donation to the vulnerable women was coupled with an awareness workshop on environmental protection, menstrual hygiene and water purification. Celestine Sumbele.
Joy and excitement on the faces of refugees, women of Gado Baziri camp in the Garoabulai subdivision as they receive gifts comprising of foodstuffs, hygiene kits and clothes from the Association of Women Synergy for Energy and Water, best known in its French acronym as CIFE. Dudan Zauro, beneficiary.
To this person of goodwill, we say thank you. And whoever says thank you expects more.
In addition to this motherly gesture, this group of women from various petroleum, water and energy companies of the country sensitized the refugee women on menstrual hygiene, portability of water and educative talks on environmental protection. Dr. Josephine Etong, president of CIFE.
Our mission, sensitization, coaching, empowering the most vulnerable target. We choose to come and touch for ourselves the realities of the refugee population.
Accompanied by the officials of the UNHCR and the local authorities, Julian Martial Asse, the division officer of Garoabulai subdivision, hailed the humanitarian move of the association, CIFE. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Gado Baziri.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And be here now with a summary of the news in the French language with Marlies Natacha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Le couple présidentiel Paul et Chantal Biya sont en route pour Paris. Ils vont prendre part à la cérémonie officielle d'ouverture des Jeux Olympiques prévus après-demain vendredi au bord de la Seine aux Invalides. En attendant, les journalistes présents à Paris multiplient les rencontres avec les autorités françaises. Après la réception au palais de l'Élysée lundi par le président Emmanuel Macron, c'était au tour du Quai d'Orsay de s'ouvrir hier à la presse. 400 000 hectares, c'est l'espace de terre réservé à l'installation de grands producteurs agricoles dans la plaine centrale, le long du corridor Batiengan-Tui, Yoko, Tibatinga-Undere. Il s'agit d'un projet qui vise à augmenter la production agricole au Cameroun. Une équipe conjointe constituée du ministre de l'Agriculture, des ministres de l'Agriculture et du Développement Rural, ministre des Forêts et de la Faune et des responsables du ministère du Domaine, du Cadastre et des Affaires foncières sont dans la Damawa. C'est à l'effet de sensibiliser les populations sur les différentes composantes de ce projet. La SAR SM Dobala a reçu ce jour un matériel en mécanique automobile de NHPC, la société chargée de l'aménagement hydroélectrique de Natchigal. Le geste, qui est une contrepartie de l'occupation de la zone d'influence du projet, a été réceptionné par le ministre de l'Emploi et de la Formation professionnelle, Issa Chiroma Bakari. Il a appelé les bénéficiaires à faire bon usage de ces équipements de pointe qui vont améliorer la capacité d'employabilité de la jeunesse. 61 auditeurs de l'École supérieure internationale de guerre de Yaoundé ont reçu des insignes et des parchemins de fin de formation ce jour au campus de Simbok. Les stagiaires issus de 25 pays ont été formés en sécurité, défense, stratégie et autres. Cette sortie solennelle de la 19e promotion de l'institution de formation d'officiers était présidée par le ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la défense, Joseph Betty Assomo. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.